3 on this Friday night. David John Oates standing by with another serving. It's like a 10-course meal of reverse speech political newsmakers. We're going to hear some things tonight that you'll hear on no other radio program, and they are always stunning. Hello, David. Welcome back. It's crazy out there.
Oh, it certainly is. I'm watching all the news here. I'm glad I'm safely tucked away in Australia.
Yeah.
You got big problems over there, and if Hillary Clinton gets in, he can kiss the country goodbye, basically, is what I see.
That's
from
exactly correct. No, you're totally right, and your perspective, having lived over here, and you know America very, very well, and watching through the eyes and ears of reverse speech, it's never in the history of Western civilization do I know of a situation where someone so criminally evil is actually allowed to run for the presidency of the most powerful position in the world. It's astounding.
It's unbelievable. Your little picture you've got up there of Richard Nixon is classic. You've got to go to Jeff's site if you haven't seen that picture of Nixon and the quote. It just sums it up. But, yeah, unbelievable. The woman's absolutely crooked. She's totally dishonest. I mean, we've seen this in her reversals for years. And since the election campaign started, they've gotten worse, not better. And I don't know how anyone can listen to her speech reversals and in a good conscience vote for her. So, anyway, that's my opinion.
Right. Well, it's certainly valid. You're correct. So what do you have this week? What do we got?
Well, we've got a few things for you. We're going to start off with the vice presidential debate with Kane and Pence, and then we've got a few on Hillary and a few on Donald Trump, okay, to round the whole show out. Okay, so let's start looking at the presidential debate, vice presidential debate. The reversals were down on this a little bit. It was an hour and a half, and I found about 20 reversals, and I threw 8 of them out, and we're left with a total of 12. Compared to the first presidential debate, where we had about 35 or 40 reversals to draw from. So what I conclude from that is that both speeches were highly scripted. They'd prepared well in advance, and it was not off-the-cuff conversation, but memorized lines. If that makes sense. So, anyway, okay. So let's begin. We'll just go down in order of the reversals. This is Pence first off.
Ukraine or now
you
their
guys
heavy-handed
love Russia.
Approach.
You both
their heavy-handed
said,
approach.
You both have said Vladimir Putin is
a better
hanger.
We're going to get to Russia in just a moment, but I do want to get back to the.
But Elaine, thank you, Senator.
These guys have praised Vladimir Putin as a great leader. How can they?
Okay, so they're talking about international affairs. Oh yeah, you can hear them.
Yeah,
hear them. And Pence says, face enemies' sin. Here we go. Oops, here we go.
Face enemy sin. Those are strong words. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like saying, recognize them as radical Islamic terrorists. Okay?
Yeah.
Recognize
our
enemies for who they are and what they are.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's very similar to the line Donald Trump's putting out.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So next one is Kane. Here we go. Tim Kaine.
Second thing is we invest in our workforce, from pre-K education to great teachers to debt-free college and tuition-free college for families that make less than $125,000 a year.
Okay. Oh. Now, this is ironic. You remember how we've had reversals of Hillary's spirit talking back to her?
Yes.
You've got the same thing with Kane.
Oh, yeah.
His spirit is telling him that he's, the reversal says, the lark, you fed it. So this is just a lark. It's a con, and you've encouraged this to happen. Important reversal. It sets an interesting precedent for what's coming up. The lark, you fed it.
The lark, you fed it.
So, yeah, it's just a lark. And what he's saying is just a lark. It's just a pre
In other words, the lark, you fed it. You made it happen. You had a good time. You kept pushing it and moving it on.
Exactly right.
Interesting, interesting.
Exactly right. All right. Now here he's, this is Kane again, talking about Social Security.
We're going to stand up against efforts to privatize Social Security, and we'll look for ways to keep it solvent going forward, focusing primarily on the payroll tax cap.
Okay, so he's talking about privatizing, keeping Social Security solvent. Okay, and that's the key line. And backwards, he says, don't know the loss.
No loss.
And again.
No loss.
In other words, he's not aware of the massive losses in Social Security.
Huh. Yeah.
And he's not aware of it. He doesn't know it.
Hmm.
So his unconscious is actually tapping into mm-hmm. his own lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
When Hillary gets in, oh, gee, that was almost a bad Freudian slip. If Hillary gets into office, they're going to suddenly realize they've got massive losses.
Oh, I can't. It's hard for me to believe that she doesn't know it. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
I think he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit naive, actually. So.
Yeah.
All right. So next one along.
We will focus on, and Hillary Clinton has rolled out a really comprehensive mental health reform package that she worked on with law enforcement professionals.
Okay. This is a funny reversal. I go with blank. You'll get the last word. In other words, he doesn't believe what he's saying. This is all a load of rubbish.
I go with crap, and I'm going with the BS.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's exactly sure. right.
That's his subconscious looking over his shoulder saying, that's what we do.
So he's actually totally incongruent, to be frank.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So let's look at Pence's next in order. Strange one on his uncle. I don't really know. You'd have to know family dynamics to understand this, I think, but I'm going to play it anyway. He's talking about his uncle, who's a cop.
You know, my uncle was a cop, a career cop, on the beat in downtown Chicago. He was my hero when I was growing up, and we go up to visit my dad's family in Chicago.
And he says, gonna worry him.
Gonna worry him.
Maybe he'll worry about his running for office. I don't know.
Gonna worry him. Gonna worry Trump?
No, his uncle, I think. Talking about his uncle. Maybe his family's concerned that he's running for vice president. I mean, you know.
I don't know. That's an unusual one.
Yeah. Anyway, I play it anyway. I play everything that's clear enough to be heard. Okay, so here we have the next one on Pence.
I mean, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. We're saddened at the loss of life. But Hillary Clinton actually referred to that moment as an example of implicit bias in the police force.
And here he says, foul, as in F-O-U-L, the soul with that. Foul the soul with that.
Foul the soul with that.
Fails the soul with it.
Yeah, it's all there.
Fails the soul with
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a congruent reversal. He's just saying, if you listen to the Fords again, you'll see. I'll run the Fords again.
I mean, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. We're saddened at the loss of life. But Hillary Clinton.
And that's right where the reversal is, saddened at the loss of life.
No, purely.
Mm-hmm. Fails the soul with it.
Okay. So, you know, this is a horrible situation. You know, we're saddened at the loss of life. The soul or the energy or the essence of that is not good. Okay? So he's being congruent again. Okay? All right.
Got it.
All right. Next one. Straightforward congruent reversal.
We're going to reform the immigration system where people can come into this country. That's the order that you should do it.
And he says, he said this. I think he's talking about Trump.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
He said this.
He said this.
Sure.
You got that?
Sure. Yeah. He's paralleling Trump. Sure.
That's right. Yeah. He's towing the line. All right. Now here we have a very amusing reversal on Kane that is communicated in a complex metaphor. So I'll play you the metaphor, then I'll break it down. tell you what it means. My right-hand man, Jeff Toth, and I spent quite a few minutes talking about this as to what exactly it meant, but we've got it down. So here we go. Here's the floor. This is Tim Kaine.
I have said to Governor Pence, I can't imagine how you can defend your running mate's position on one issue after the next. And in all six cases, he's refused to defend
his running mate's position. No, don't put words in my mouth.
All right. So the metaphor is, can renounce Methodist grief through Jesus sex? I'll tell you what it means. Can renounce Methodist grief through Jesus sex. So here we go.
That's pretty unusual. That's a strange one. But you know where that comes from? Both of these men, I believe, are Catholics. Kaine is a hardcore Catholic, but he's also got some Jesuit background there, and they're
exactly
rumored.
Right.
Yeah. So,
exactly right. And Hillary Clinton is a Methodist, well-known Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says can renounce Methodist grief, he feels uneasy about what Hillary's doing.
He can
renounce it or ask for forgiveness by bathing himself in the blood of Christ.
Oh, my.
That's the Jesus sex.
Boy, he's really permeated. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
The energy of Jesus will forgive me of this sin of following this Methodist. Does that make sense?
Sure makes sense, yeah.
It's a classic. It's really amusing.
He's really through and through. That's he doesn't just wear his religious affiliation like a pin on his lapel. That's permeated him.
Oh yeah, it's way down deep. That's why it's such a deep metaphor. So let's play it again.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So here's the forwards.
I have said to Governor Pence, I can't imagine how you can defend your running mate's position on one issue after the next. And in all six cases, he's refused to defend
his
running mate's
position. No, don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, so the interesting thing is he's accusing Pence of not backing Trump, but the reversal is he's asking for forgiveness for backing Hillary.
That's really funny.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Funny reversal. Can renounce Methodist grief through Jesus sex. There you go. So what can I tell you? The only real metaphor I found, but it certainly gives us, and it mm-hmm. follows along from the other trends. You know, it's a lark, it's crap.
Yeah.
And now I've got to be asked for forgiveness for following this.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, that's quite a deep revelation. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I was quite pleased when I found that. So,
I should say. Well, you know, I don't know what to say, but anyone who's so hung up on a belief system like that, there's not a lot of room for mitigation. That's it. He'll toe the line. He'll die towing the line.
Yes, he will. Yep. All right, here's Pence. Here we go.
Scott Sabowski and the sacrifices the American soldier made were squandered in Iraq because this administration created a vacuum in which ISIS was able to grow.
And he simply says, so damn the loss.
So damn the loss. So damn the loss.
And again.
So damn the loss.
So, he's just condemning the losses that have been made. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's a nice congruent
right.
reverse.
Right.
Oh, here we have another funny one. All right. He's talking about the this is Mike Pence. He's talking about the Clinton Foundation right at the end of this little section.
Hillary Clinton, you asked the trustworthy question at the very beginning. The reason
people don't trust
Hillary Clinton is because they are looking at the pay-to-play politics that she operated with the Clinton Foundation.
Okay, now there's two voices speaking here, but Mike Pence's voice backwards is pretty clear, I think, but you just got to realize the commentator's speaking as well. And he says backwards, milk Hillary's slush fund. Here we go.
Enough,
you're all there.
Yeah, it's all
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Slush fund. I've never heard a foundation called a slush fund before. But
yeah, I have. Yeah, that works. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice descriptive term.
Sure is. No, that's a good one. See what, David, what she has done, and Bill, whom she wants to appoint as the man who's going to oversee the American financial stability and our economy, what they have done with the U.S. government, abusing it, it's treason. Pay for play, selling influence, it doesn't get any worse. It just doesn't. Anyway.
I hope Julian Assange releases all his stuff.
I think he's been threatened into submission. He released something today, some more emails, but not the big stuff. And I think when that man was caught going up the outside wall of the Ecuadorian embassy, a couple of months ago, I guess in April, to kill him at 2:30 in the morning, it wouldn't take much, just a phone call or something after that to let him know, if you like your family, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sister, you better back off. That's all it'll take.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right. Okay, so here's the last one. Sorry, I missed one. Whoops. Okay. Not too sure what this one means, but refers to Hillary as a goddess again. Okay, so here we go.
Hillary Clinton and her husband set up a private foundation called the Clinton Foundation. While she was Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation accepted tens of millions of dollars.
And he says, share knife. And I'm sure it's knife. I thought it might be life, but I'm sure it's knife. Share knife without the goddess. So here we go.
You got it. It's knife.
The only thing I can think that he might mean, if you're talking about share knife, okay, you're talking about the Clinton Foundation, but maybe the reversals goes back to fighting wars, you know. I mean, I don't know how to interpret the share knife. Fighting, killing,
It wouldn't be divvying up the pie.
Yeah, that could be too. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, divvying up the pie, because he did say milk Hillary slush.
Yeah, cutting out, it's like cutting a pie up in pieces. Profits, goodies, I don't know. That's a tough one. But the larger issue is what has been done to this country is really, it's not repairable. The world thinks upon this country as beyond corrupt with Hillary, Obama, Bush before that, and the Clintons before that. If we put the Clintons in the White House, imagine the wholesale corruption. Imagine the criminality. Look, we've got an FBI director who should resign in disgrace if he had any kind of integrity at all. He should be charged with all kinds of crimes, RICO, it just goes on and on. It'll be endless with them if they get in the White House. Endless. Every branch of government will be beyond corrupt. I mean, they're corrupt now. It'll just be crazy time. And meanwhile, she'll be bringing in hundreds of thousands of alleged refugees, and this country will never recover from it.
Yep, I absolutely agree. It's plain as a nose on my face. I can see it from here, but you're right. Other countries think America's great. I mean, Australia just looks up to America as being, God, who can do no wrong. The press we get here about America is just rah, rah, rah. Nothing wrong with America. The world's savior. If only they knew the corruption.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. All right, here we have the last reversal on the debate. This is on Mike Pence.
We're going to have a stronger America. When you hear him say he wants to make America great again, when we do that, I truly do believe the American people are going to be standing taller.
Now, I think this is an incongruent reversal, because when he's talking about making America great again, that's where the reversal occurs. And backwards, he says, the crime again. So I think he has a bit of an issue whether Trump can actually make America great. Will we just see?
Well, that may emanate from the simple fact that Pence is a globalist in his orientation.
Right.
He doesn't like Trump. He stabbed Trump in the back twice, that I have mentioned many times in this program. Trump has said, what a great guy. But, you know, after he endorsed open borders and a path to citizenship by endorsing Paul Ryan, and then he talks about Russia as if Russia really is the perpetrator of evil in the Middle East, when in fact it's the U.S. that has been giving birth to and nurturing, paying for, underwriting with arms and cash and everything else, at terrorist groups. And now we find out that we've spent over $500 million to make fake videos about terror groups. This is bad stuff. And Pence has got a real dichotomy. He's got a split. I don't know how loyal he is to Trump, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that the globals would be very happy to have him in the Oval Office. He'll do what he's told.
Yeah, well, like I said, that last reversal is incongruent. So, but other than that, he was towing the Trump line throughout
the
whole debate.
Right.
So at least that's one thing good about him. And Cain, well, Cain's a sinner. He needs to ask for forgiveness.
He's a real kook. Sorry, his feet are not on the ground. I don't know where they are, but.
I know. I just still chuckle over that reversal.
Yeah, that's a funny one. It's true. It's very funny. Gosh.
Yeah, so that's the vice presidential debate. Of course, I'll be doing the second debate on Sunday night. I'll be all over that, and we'll have those reversals up on my site probably Tuesday. Well, and I better give me a couple of days to get it done, probably Wednesday.
Very good. Yeah. All right, excellent. Let's see. Next week, hold on. You get them done on Tuesday?
I'll get them done on Tuesday. Yep.
All right. I'll try and get you on Wednesday then.
Okay. All right. Just let me know what time.
All right. Very good. Okay. Hang on. David and I'll be right back with more reverse speech marvels in just a couple minutes. Back with David, John Oates, and ReverseSpeech.com is his website. Of course, you can find all of David's marvelous presentations over on the right-hand side at Rents.com. Look for the special featured story box. Look back at the beginning, at the Trump reversals about America, how he feels about this country, how he feels about what needs to be done. All congruent, all real. The man really loves the country and remembers what it was like. He's just sick of the criminality. He wants to make peace. He wants to get out of the Middle East. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want that? Crazy people might not. It's the only way we have to get out. We can't tolerate any more neocon insanity. We will be at war with Russia very soon. We're on the edge now.
Yeah.
On the edge. All right, David, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Just one thing I'd like to add to that. Who you vote for this election could very well be the difference between World War III and peace.
I think, in fact, it is. I think, thank you for saying that, because your perspective is very much valued. It is the difference between essentially the end of the world as we know it and a future that has a future. So, there you go.
All right, now we got some miscellaneous reversals on Bill, and then Hillary, and then Trump. Okay, so let's see if we can get through them all. The first one's on Bill Clinton.
she's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State and as a senator and in the years since.
Okay. And backwards it says, Libya circus, Iran didn't need that.
Libya circus, Iran didn't need that.
Wow.
Libya circus, Iran didn't need that.
He's
yeah, he's saying Libya a circus. There's an A in there.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Libya a circus, period. And then he goes on to say Iran, and I can't make that out too well, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't need that. He's having a go at Hillary's policies is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Libya, look what she did in Libya. It's a circus.
Well, she raped and destroyed the country.
Bloodbath. Yeah, I know. Circus is an understatement. All right, okay. So that's Hillary.
You know, he's Bill. What's your David? What's your take on his health? He sounds like a man in serious physical decline.
Oh, Clinton? Oh,
yeah.
I haven't even thought about it. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
He's not well.
Huh? Well, they're both not well. We know she isn't.
No. Too many drugs. Too many years of drugs.
Yeah. You know, I saw a video, I don't know whether you got this on your site just this morning, that focused in on Hillary's hand on the podium, and you can see her hand twitching, her fingers twitching. Well,
yeah, somebody tried to explain that away as she was manipulating the little miniature teleprompter screen that she had in her podium. She was controlling that, but I didn't see that. I think they were trying to explain it away. She may be gone very, very soon. She doesn't have much time left. And I don't think Bill does either. He may have AIDS. The guy looks like a stick now. He's lost his vitality. And anyway, not good.
All right, next one on Hillary. Here we go.
They either go to work sick or they lose a paycheck, don't they?
And she says, get my cash.
Get my cash.
Get my cash. Yes, my gosh.
So that's where her instance lies.
Wow.
You know, they can go without a paycheck. I don't care as long as I get my cash. Okay?
Wow. It's right there, right in your face. And again, I just say, how could anybody support that?
Yeah, I know. You're right. Yep. Okay, so here's the next one.
I'm going to talk about my ideas for our country. You know, my campaign has rolled out detailed plans.
And here she says, make our money.
Make our money.
Make our money.
Wow.
Make our money.
There you go, Hillary Slush Fund.
That's all it is. She is lusting for money and control and power. Lusting for it. It's probably keeping her alive.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. All right. Next one along.
90 to 95% of my work-related emails were in the state system. If they wanted to see them, they would certainly have been able to.
You know what?
So.
That is.
And here she says, and I grow slimy.
Night, grow slimy.
There she is.
Night, grow slimy.
Now she said, I think she said, talking about the emails, and they grow slimy.
Oh, and they grow slimy?
Yeah.
Night, Earl Slimy.
Fits a lot better.
Night, Earl Slimy.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, okay. Look, I need to point out that, you know, I'm not deliberately choosing bad reversals on Hillary and
you never have. Never have.
Trump. All I'm doing is documenting what I find, you know, and my only criteria is it clear enough? Will people be able to hear this? If it's not, I throw it out, you know. And this theme is just coming up over and over and over again. All right, next one. Hillary's bashing Trump and Russia.
American presidents from Truman to Reagan to Bush and Clinton to Obama have rejected the kind of approach Trump is taking on Russia. And we should, too.
Here she said, I shall not make it.
I shall not make it.
I shall not make it.
Oh, David.
I know.
What is she? She's not going to make it to the election. She's not going to make it to the presidency. I shall not make this. She's not mincing words there. Her subconscious is telling her, you're not going to make it, sister.
She's in trouble. Yeah, she's in trouble.
Well, hour before last, Madeleine Gerwick, the astrologer, said that she sees Hillary not being a candidate on November 8th.
Wow. We will see. We have an interesting month coming up.
Oh, that see, that's an unequivocal statement. That's play that again. Just a reverse.
Yep, sure. So here's the reverse.
I shall not make it.
I shall not make it.
Jeez.
I shall not make it.
Doesn't get any more clear than that.
That's pretty clear. Yeah, absolutely.
See, this goes all the way back to what David found. I hope you put together, as soon as you can, these key Hillary reversals, and we should do a special program on that, where she says, yeah. Hillary's afraid, Hillary's scared, Hillary's sick, whatever. I there's so many, maybe 10 or 12 that are key. This is another key where her subconscious is sick of her lying and actually speaks out about it. So,
this is just really classic reverse speech. I mean, this is
it. Sure is.
What you've seen in the last few months on Jeff's show is reverse speech at its finest. It's
agreed, totally.
Stuff. Yep. All right. Okay. Next one. Here we go. Run this one forwards. I don't know what this topic is about, so we'll just play it.
Because after all, it is hard to believe anyone, let alone a nominee for president, could really believe all the things he says.
And here she says, I'll win a deal.
I'll win a deal.
That's the same thing as get cash and money.
You know. She almost says it in a mocking, derisive tone of voice, too. Her subconscious. This woman is evil all the way through. That's her subconscious. And listen to how she says, I'll win a deal. She's not speaking it in an academic sense. She's mocking it.
Yeah, let's play
it again. That's what I hear.
I'll win a deal. She's some piece of work. All right, next one along.
He described Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals.
And she says, Make a scam.
Sure, take what he said, take it out of context, blow it into something he didn't say. He didn't say all of them were. He was talking about, obviously, some of them. So I'm going to make a scam, and we're going to blow this up into something that didn't exist.
You're absolutely right. You're right. You got this woman down pat. All right, next one along. Here we go.
Even the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, described that, and I quote, as the textbook definition of a racist comment.
And here she says, state it as your purpose.
State it as your purpose.
A little bit blurred.
State it as your purpose.
She's just simply saying, you know, I'm going to hammer this point home. This is my purpose here. You know, I'm going to paint Donald Trump as a racist pig. So that's her intention. Not attacking him on policies, not that I have seen much, but attacking him personally.
Right. Oh yeah, they're doing everything they possibly can. And David, as I mentioned last hour and last night, when you have in this country the top 100 newspapers come out 100% against endorsing Trump. Not one of the top 100 papers endorsed Trump. Can you understand, ladies and gentlemen, the enormity of the control and the fix? This goes back to the 1950s when the CIA bragged about its control of the media. And it is now, it's the speed of light now. It's a few keystrokes. They can do anything they want in any city, under any platform, on any venue that they want, anytime. It's total control, absolute control.
All right, next one. This is just labeled as Hillary versus Trump, so we're going to just play this.
So when a tweet gets under his skin and he wants to retaliate with a cruise missile, maybe cooler heads will convince him not to.
And he God,
jeez. And she wants to have a no-fly zone over all of Syria, except for our planes, and shoot down the Russian Air Force.
I know. She's crazy. Backwards, she says, give him awesome. She's actually praising Trump backwards.
Give him awesome.
Give him awesome.
Oh,
EVM. No. Awesome.
Hey, Trump's pretty awesome here. I'll give it to him. So she actually is agreeing with his approach.
Her subconscious mind is agreeing. How interesting. Well,
it's just fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is a funny one. I played this last week on your show when I played a couple of previews.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Now, but don't worry. Some will say, as President Trump will be surrounded by smart advisors who will rein in his worst impulses.
Here she says, Trump said that I was evil.
Trump said that I was evil.
Trump said that I was evil. Trump said that I was evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I don't know. It just speaks for itself, doesn't it?
She's doing much to dissuade us from that viewpoint either.
No, wow. I think she's a little bit upset by that.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
All right, next one along.
Trump likes to say he only hires the best people, but he's had to fire so many campaign managers, it's like an episode from The Apprentice.
And here she says, was a panic.
Was a panic.
Was a panic.
Yep.
Was a panic.
You know, that's a congruent reversal, that one.
Is she saying, it's not real clear, but is she possibly saying, it's almost like she's slurring, what is, was, like, what's the panic? So oh, okay. What? What's the panic? He fired a couple campaign managers. What's the panic?
Okay, so here we go.
What's the panic?
Oh, I can hear that.
What's the panic? What's the panic?
She's asking a question. What's the panic?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's not a bad one. It's a congruent.
No, it's yeah, totally. Yeah.
Just adding to what she's saying forwards. All right, here we have one on Trump.
Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, wants to give Obamacare to illegal immigrants and wants a total government takeover of health care. That's what she wants.
And very clever, you forgot.
Very clever, her forget.
Or forget.
Very clever, her forget.
Huh.
Very clever, her forget.
A little bit unclear, that reversal. Not too sure how to interpret it either. I think I might throw that one out.
I'd put that in the gray basket. Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you. That slipped past my filters, that one. All right, okay. So here we go. Here's Hillary talking about health insurance.
Now, with respect to the Affordable Care Act, I've been saying we've got to fix what's broken.
And here she says, the corpse goes stiff.
The corpse goes stiff.
The corpse goes stiff. The corpse goes stiff.
In other words, it's dead. Rigor mortis is set.
He's talking about Obamacare.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny. That's funny. Here's my top story right now. You need to look at this. Second, let's see, where is it here? Oh, the Wall Street speech. No. Oh, it's not there yet. Okay, it's going to go up in the evening news. Obamacare has been, they're finding more and more out about Obamacare all the time. And what Obamacare proposes to do with people who hit the age of 76 is almost take away completely their medical hospitalization. Unless they're admitted to a hospital through a primary care physician, they will not get Medicare.
Wow.
If they go to an emergency room in an auto wreck or something and they're admitted, they're not covered anymore. They're taking away the coverage of our senior citizens. This is communism. They want them to die.
Yeah. Wow. Reminds me of a movie I saw where at 75 years of age, you could no longer get medications except to relieve the...
Well, this is 70, yeah. This is 76, and they're, unless your primary care physician calls for you to be admitted, otherwise sent to a hospital, you won't get covered. You can't take yourself anymore. You can't go into an ER and get admitted to a hospital and get covered. That's what's coming.
Wow. Scary stuff.
It's so bad.
Well, so the reverse is very accurate. The corpse goes stiff. And let's play that again, okay? Here's the forwards.
Now, with respect to the Affordable Care Act, I've been saying we've got to fix what's broken.
The corpse goes stiff.
The corpse goes stiff.
Wow.
The corpse goes stiff.
That's amazing.
Understand?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Don't need to explain that one.
No.
It's not easy. I wish all metaphors were that easy. All right, so let me see. Let me get a couple in on Trump. Okay, here we go.
When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center?
Oh, he's talking about 911.
Okay. Yeah. So I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel?
Yeah, I want to actually want to talk about this off the air. I'll ring you after to the show. We'll work it out. Backwards, he says, the sham, and it's a delicacy implement.
The sham, and it's a delicacy implement.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
The sham, and it's a delicacy implement.
Okay, all right, yeah.
The sham, and it's a delicacy implement.
What I think he's talking about, the whole lie we've been fed to about 911 is a sham and a delicacy implement. I'd say it was a very clever bomb used. So, and I think that's what he believes. Okay?
Very good. Simple. Now, I just got some notes from Jim Fetzer. And he says that Jim Fetzer's email reads, let me find it here. Hold on. Hillary Clinton's press secretary says gun control will be implemented by executive order. So she's just going to decree to close the gun show loophole. Nobody can buy guns at gun shows, I guess, anymore. They're coming after us. This is absolute. There's no question about it, no disputing it, no debating it. It's just it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, here we have another one.
Is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams. When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel.
Okay, and here he says, they value the hit.
They value the hit.
They value the hit.
And again.
They value the hit.
They value the hit.
Yeah, the hit. That's what I said.
Got it.
I don't know who they are, though. So so that makes it a little bit difficult to interpret. Okay, here's Obama. Now.
Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security.
But okay, he says it's going to enhance our security, but backwards he says, feel a bang.
Feel a bang.
Feel a bang. Feel a bang.
In other words, it's not going to work. Bang, shot, hit.
Right, so, right.
So he's saying the opposite to what he's saying forwards, okay? And here he is, sidestepping questions about ISIS, is what the reversal is labeled.
All right, so this is another variation on the same question.
And this is a force.
This is it, Norris.
Oh, yeah.
This is it, Norris.
Yeah, that's...
This is it, Norris.
Yeah, ISIS is a force. They're a strength. So once again, he's sidestepping the question, and we hear the real thing in reverse.
Amazing.
All right, how much time do we have left? We're almost out.
Another minute or two.
All right, here's an interesting reversal metaphor on Trump.
Including a couple of your very distinguished folks from New Hampshire who were against me, who are now for me, and you're allowed to announce the names.
And here he calls himself a ballerina. He says, sign this ballerina.
Sign this ballerina.
I'm performing a wonderful ballet here. Come in and join us. Sign up.
Yeah. Okay. Sign on with us.
Mm-hmm. So there we go.
Well, amazing stuff, David. Now, just to recap, David will be working on, this is going to be a very difficult debate for a number of reasons. And I have no idea what to expect. None. I just hope that the Trump people try to, and I've got a top political art piece up, try to minimize Clinton's cheating. And you'll look and you'll see the lighted teleprompter, the earpiece, the questions, the hand signals. I mean, it's all just really sickening. You know the moderators are going to pick the questions that fit their agenda. The audience will write out the questions. The moderators will pick the questions that fit their anti-Trump, pro-Clinton agenda. You know that. That's coming. So we'll see. Anything to add, David? Great program. Wow.
Oh, no, that's fine. We just keep on keeping on. I've got training class starting in a month. Looking for students. Call me.
All right.
503-568-7077. There you go. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, David. Wonderful. Talk to you in a few days. I'll talk to you in a few minutes, actually, and then in a few days. Okay. All right. That's our Friday night for you, and we'll try to decompress and ramping right up to Sunday, and the next week is going to be one of the most intense weeks in the last year and a half. You watch. Every day, something better, something bigger, something worse. It's going to be tough. Hang in there. Talk soon.